You are shatteringly beautiful, my dear. Do you have any idea how exquisite your submission is? How graceful? How pure? Is it even possible to understand how insatiable my longing for you has become? You are more than anyone could possibly know. On the days when you feel out of place, when you're tired of the constant demands and the only thing that can make the bed escape, there you are before me, needy, chaotic, raw. And you whisper in my ear all the things you want, the cravings you can't bear to give voice until need has almost overwhelmed you. The times when I can see your desire written tremors across your skin, when you need me to help you break. Your body sways as I run my hands along your curves and sinews, pinching here, flicking there, playing a symphony on your nerve endings, until you start to squirm and pout, asking petulantly for more. I hold you in place, first with words, then with more, your desire to obey at war with your need for release. Watching your face flush as my hands work you into a sticky frenzy and you strain against your bonds. Robes and scarves and leather digging into the softest places, marking your flesh and reminding you that you're in my care. You contort for more of my touch and accept chastisement when it's too much, when you forget that you belong to me. Surrendering at last and letting go of anything beyond you and me, like this, your pleasure finally comes. Do you know how ethereal you are like that? How glorious it is to see you let go and accept what you deserve. My hands and mouth purpose to bring you to the edge of destruction until the rest of the world falls away. Watching you above me, frantic and pleading, driving as hard as you can toward the release we both ache for you to get. Seeing you freeze and shatter into a thousand shimmering pieces. Each one is silent. Then guttural cry of ecstatic freedom and joy, and you collapsing into my arms and whispering thank you over and over while I stroke your hair and gently kiss your face. Proud, tender, grateful. Undoing your bonds and running my lips along the proof of your slack desires. Nothing can make me feel as strong as you do in those moments. And sometimes I need your strength. On the days when I'm frustrated and feel stifled, when nothing I plan comes to fruition, and when I'm itchy in my own skin, there you are, loving, supplicant, strong, on your knees before I ask, eyes shining, ready to bear my need on your precious body, begging in a clear, knowing voice to feel the sting of my hand, to submit, to sate me. You squeal and groan and clench your teeth as each blow hits those second cheeks, and yet you push back, eager for the next impact. Every whimper and tear is followed by yes or please as the riding crop raises stripes on your exposed skin. I drip with sweat as the soft leather thuds across your shoulders, and you shiver with every lash, a dazed smile crossing your lips from time to time. Can you imagine bearing witness to such joy? Such abandon, all at the whim of my desires, from my dark need, pushing you to the brink over and over and over, but never letting you tumble over it, until your only sounds are slick skin against skin, and a desperate, keen wail that makes my entire body clench with desire for you. Only ever for you. When I know you can't possibly endure 1 minute longer, you take my body of yours and tear the release I need from me like a howling beast, primal, defiant, needy. My fingers dig into you as I convulse, grunts and gasps the only language left for me. As I have so many times before, I spend and you fill me with your strength once again. I collapse and you wrap yourself around me. Soft murmurs of pleasure and tenderness enveloping me as the beast quiets. You are not my good. You are not my best. You are my perfect. Mine. Perfect and mine. Now, kneel. You've earned your perfect reward.